I spoke to Adam Gilchrist. You heard that just before the news, and he was talking about that close shave with Russian aircraft over the English Channel, and question marks being raised as to what Russia is up to. I have said before that my view is, and I think it's a view shared by many, that the world ignores the adventurism of the Russian President Vladimir Putin at its peril. Now, while we're all worrying about Islamic State and terrorism, Britain's unofficial interference in Ukraine continues, unabated. But since last Sunday, there is a new Greek Prime Minister, a socialist. I'll refer to a little bit of this later. Greece couldn't take the medicine, so they elected a socialist, a big spender, promising that there'd be plenty of blue sky, a fellow called Alexis Tsipras, T-S-I-P-R-A-S. Well, suddenly, within days, he's making overtures to Russia. Of course, he wanted the European Union to forego about $400 billion of Greek debt. Well, they're not going to be too encouraged by that, so he's called for an end to economic sanctions against Russia and suggested that Greece may withdraw from NATO and expel the United States Navy from a base on Crete. Putin could prove a lot more dangerous than he appears even at this point. His biographer, the Russian-American journalist Masha Gessen, argues that Putin embraces the idea of, quote, civilizational conflict with the West, rejecting Western concepts like universal human rights and racial and sexual tolerance. And remember, it was Tony Abbott who stood up to Putin amongst all the leaders of the West. Masha Gessen says Putin is keen to assume the mantle of leader of the anti-Western world and is hell-bent on creating an international anti-Western coalition. The famous Russian chess player Garry Kasparov says Vladimir Putin is a bigger threat to global unrest than Islamic State or North Korea. Garry Kasparov. Well, this week those assessments seem to be confirmed. Russia's parliament indicated it is considering issuing a statement condemning the quote-unquote annexation of East Germany by West Germany 25 years ago. On Thursday, the Speaker of the Russian Parliament instructed the Parliament's International Affairs Committee to, quote, examine the possibility of issuing such a statement. Now, who knows exactly where Putin is going with all of this? Greece, planes over the English Channel, Germany. None of it bodes well for peace in Europe. And it may well be time for more than mere economic sanctions against Mr. Putin's Russia.